Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,169.
Nice. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
D-10 Smith.
Woo!
Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk. Hire the Men's Room. On tap today, who sucks less? A very special announcement concerning Men's Room Black. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of 10.
Clack, clack, drink it
and
draw.
All right, here we go. Good times in the happiest place on Earth as Disney security guard shows up naked at a prostitution sting.
Gosh.
Near disaster on Jetstar flight as needing to put down landing gear is apparently a thing. Kansas woman gets a business for Christmas display of 60-foot penis and lights. Two men in Wisconsin start throwing punches as How I Met Your Mother was the reason for the fight. And minor league baseball players around the country are all stoned right now. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. If you have a job or if you've ever had a job, maybe you like it, maybe you don't. But there is no doubt a story or two about your workplace that is just ridiculous. Now, it could be the good kind of ridiculous, like the Baltimore real estate company that surprised its 198 employees with a $10 million bonus. And yes, I did the math. That works out to about $50,000 each. They didn't quite do it that way, but that's about what's out there. That is a good, ridiculous thing. But then there's the more common bad, ridiculous workplace stories, like the Alaskan dentist who performed oral surgery while riding a hoverboard. And yes, he is in some trouble. A judge in Kentucky is also in some trouble for... She has a list of things that are coming after her about, but among other things, for having threesomes in her office. There's also a hidden camera that was found at the urinal of an HR company in New Jersey. They're pretty sure the boss put it there, because when they reported it to the boss, he was going to drive the evidence to the police station, and according to him, accidentally dropped it out of the moving car window.
Oh, man, I'm not going to catch the guy.
Accidentally, Miles. Or maybe the Florida elementary school teacher who showed up to a costume party at the school, surrounded by students on Halloween Day, October 31st, and she dressed as a flasher. The problem is, her costume was a perfect simulation with breast, a vagina, etc. And as you might imagine, when she flashed the kids, a lot of people had a problem with this. But these are the things that happen at work. Sometimes it's public. Sometimes you keep it quiet. But, oh, there are many, many stories about your workplace. And that's what we want to hear about today. You don't have to say the name of the company. You can protect the innocent and all that. But today, we just want to know, what is your epic story about work?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Off patrol, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,169. Ho, ho, ho. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Let it snow. Guaranteed future repeat on the program today. Keep in mind one special thing on the show today. We do have a very special announcement concerning Men's Room Black. We will have...
He's referring to the beard. Has nothing to do with me.
Yes,
but thank
exactly.
you for the well wishes.
Coming up.
Thrill, you okay? The beer, man. Not me. Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. Today, speaking of, we're going to talk about work and what's your epic story about work. We have a number of stories here that are seemingly a little bit strange, to say the least, as far as...
We were just discussing a few.
What would you believe to be appropriate as far as workplace conduct is concerned. Some of this is good, some of this is bad. Let's start with the good news first.
Okay.
As we go to Baltimore, Maryland...
We have one story.
We have good news out of Baltimore, Maryland, which, you know, in itself...
It doesn't happen.
Not very often.
There's the Ravens, and then there's this.
Employees at a Baltimore-based commercial real estate firm had the holiday office party the dreams are made of. Their boss, Edward St. John...
Sounds like a porn name, doesn't it?
Either that...
Edward St. John.
Or it sounds like a cologne... Or a line of, like, Cutter Buck shirts. You know what I mean?
Would you wear cologne from Edward St. John?
Edward St. John.
Edward St. John almost sounds like the name of the knockoff the JCPenney sells that's supposed to look like
right.
something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of our Edward St. John collection. He's a...
John Paul, right.
It's the horse without the jockey on top.
Right.
Polo Club.
Right.
Not Polo.
He owns St. John Properties, surprised the company's 198 employees with a $10 million bonus during their December 7th holiday party. The employees each opened an envelope at the same time that contained the amount of their individual bonus, some of which were upward of $270,000. I remember opening the envelope, seeing the number, blinking my eyes a couple times because I thought my vision was off, and then hugging my coworkers. I think I said a few times, I can't breathe. I felt a little nauseous, and then just celebrated.
But you got to be careful who you hug, right? Because if you don't know that everyone got a different amount bonus, right? Somebody got $270,000.
Right, but that's all explained. And they explain it to their employees.
I understand that, but here's the problem, right? So I don't realize that co-worker Gary's only been here for 2 years. I've been here for 20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm celebrating my $270,000. Yeah. I don't realize that's not quite what Gary got.
Sure.
But they all got at least 50.
They all got
No, they did not.
They got an equal amount depending on how long they were there.
Right,
so the timeline dictated the amount of money. And that timeline could be 2 days. The timeline could be 28 years.
So I broke it down. They had $10 million to spend in bonuses for 198 employees. Each employee could get just over $50,000.
Oh, all right.
But that is not how, like Miles said, based on how long you've been there, determine how much you
got. It was
got.
A timeline. For an example.
I still think you can hug everybody.
You can. You're getting a sizable bonus.
Everybody well, a lot of
got
places, a
not
bonus.
Everyone got a sizable bonus, however. Everyone got a bonus.
Mm-hmm. The $10 million bonus was mm-hmm. divided among the employees based on their years of service. So a mechanic who'd been with the company for 39 years, he took home more of a bonus than Larry Maykrantz, the president of the company who'd been there for 38 years.
All right.
But I'm sure he gets a decent bonus already.
I'm sure he does.
He's
fine,
the president of the company. Smallest bonus was $100 given
exactly.
to an employee who started the job the Monday after the holiday party. Hadn't even started yet.
Okay, that's not so bad, though.
I mean, he just showed up. Hey, come to the holiday party. You're going to start on Monday. We're throwing down. He gets there. He gets $100. He only walked in the door and clocked in. I'll never forget it when all the employees at the same time opened up their envelopes, saw the individual bonus amount. There was crying, there was screaming, there were hugs, laughing. Yeah. They were so overcome with emotion. Then they all stormed forward to the podium, and over the next hour, they shook our hands, told us what they were going to use the money for. I heard over and over again that night that this was a life-changing event.
Sure.
President was one of only four employees in the entire company who knew about the surprise. He said he and St. John had been planning for months how to celebrate with employees when the company reached their goal of a portfolio of 20 million square feet of real estate. They reached their goal, which they said in 2005, earlier this month. We wanted it to be impactful. We wanted to say thank you in a big way. This was something to thank them for the last 48 years of our organization and the achievement that we just reached. Company provided airline tickets and hotel rooms for employees who work in other states so they could all fly into the holiday party. In the weeks leading up to the party, company did give a few subtle hints to employees that something big was going to happen so that everyone would attend. They sent out an email listing 10 reasons to attend this year's holiday party, with the number 10 being a play on the 10 million and job tenure. So St. John's Properties employees will also still get their normal annual holiday bonus and their profit share bonus in the new year, in addition to the one that they received at the holiday party.
All right, so you share that story. Some comments come in, and it says, one person says, look, one guy only got $100, but you explain that they hadn't started yet. You know, that person correct. Had not physically
the party, worked. Yeah, they still got
you got $100 yeah. bucks just for having
the,
a job.
The party was on Saturday night, and he started on Monday.
Someone else says, well, I'm sure Uncle Sam took his cut, too. Well, he does, but if that's a problem. Like, look, if you win the lottery, Uncle Sam takes a cut.
Where does Uncle Sam not take a cut?
You still don't complain.
Unless you're working under the table.
Right. He already takes a cut of your regular paycheck. He already takes the money you've earned. So certainly when I get a bonus, like, I'm not delighted to hand Uncle Sam the money, but, like, this is unqualified money. Sure, do your thing. Leave my paycheck alone, you son of a... But and it's funny you mention that. Now, so this company, not only do they spread a $10 million bonus to its 198 employees, but the people that work in other states, they picked up the airline tickets, hotel, everything else. Comment comes in before you started the story. It says, I have to pay to go to my Christmas party. That is, and they use a lot of asterisks, but the first word starts with F, then the next one starts with B, and there's no bonus. I went on, I said, hey man, well, don't go. He responded, I'd rather buy a box of beer and listen to you guys. Okay.
A box of beer.
Yeah, I'm with you. If you had to pay to go to your own
like, why would you go to Christmas party. Do not go to the Christmas. That's ridiculous. And then this one, I like this. It says, my boss, who was then 36 and living at home with her parents, had an adult toy sent to our place of work. And since Rep sends things to the company all the time, we opened it on the counter. I worked at a pet food and supply store. Customers were present, and it wasn't discreet. Huge, purple, and spiky.
Mm. Now we head to Kentucky. There is a 38-year-old woman named Dawn Gentry, and she's a Republican who was elected as a family court judge in northern Kentucky. And she's been hit with 9 misconduct charges over a whole bunch of different scandals. They include having an affair with a pastor, then hiring him for a job that he was not qualified for, pressuring a female staff member to have sex with her husband, letting her staff get drunk on the job, appointing all sorts of unqualified friends, family members, and donors to high-paying jobs, and having threesomes with the pastor and her other staff members in her office. She will be facing a disciplinary hearing for the next few months.
Oh, that's
she
wrong.
She could get anything from a confidential reprimand to being removed from office.
So wait a minute. That is wrong. You can't just appoint unqualified people to do things. That's a problem.
Could get a confidential reprimand.
Mm-hmm.
Our question, what is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Elmer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, fellas.
Hola.
So, can I give a shout-out to somebody real quick?
Sure.
All right, Cody, good to know you're out in the rain working.
Yeah, Cody.
Anyway, you got him, Elmer. Oh, I bet he's crying right now. He's like,
I know, right? I'm sitting in my warm car driving home. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
Cody. Here
was this family business that used to own 3 mills here in Washington. One was in Forks, one was in Roslyn, and one was in Gold Bar. This is back through the 80s and into the early 90s. And so apparently the guy, the owner had just used it as his little personal expense account and ran these mills into the ground and doing up a bunch of cocaine and whatever else he was doing, and left basically all of these families in these three communities just high and dry. Nobody got anything. So that was the business I worked for at that time. So then the part that gets even worse is I went there one night and I had gotten really, really drunk and wanted some revenge. I was basically, I wound up being the only person that took it personally. And I went there and hopped the fence and proceeded to climb on a big forklift and drove that forklift into the buildings and piles of lumber and caused a whole bunch of damage. It was awesome.
Has enough time passed that you can tell the story without going to jail?
I did go to jail for a year.
Yeah. Oh, for doing that.
Okay, well, then you can go ahead and tell the story all
Elmer,
you want.
Elmer, I got to ask you, when you were a kid, did people say, I'm rubber, you're glue, and then the rest?
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of them, but my favorite one is when they make the Elmer's glue reference, you know? What I do now is I look at the side of their head like there's something on there, and then I rub my hair, and I get them to rub their hair, and I say, what's that white stuff in your hair? It looks like Elmer's glue.
Ooh, man. That's a pretty...
Is he making fun of dandruff or gray hair?
It's a pretty sick burn.
I don't know. I mean, listen, based on what he said to Cody and that stellar comeback right there, you don't want to debate this guy. So wait a minute. But I want you to think about this. Now, that's his comeback if you say Elmer. Because look, if your name's Elmer, obviously you're born
with his glue.
Is glue. That's the only thing. I get it. That's his comeback, right? You heard him like poke fun at his buddy Cody. But at the same time, this guy will jump a fence and drive a forklift into your place of business.
And tear it down.
Yeah.
And then go to jail for it.
What is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA. I'm sure Cody's in Rango. Yeah, but I didn't spend a year in jail.
Good point. I'm wet, but, you know, I'm free.
Nobody knocked it over. Where's your glue now?
Speaking of Christmas parties.
He calls it a glue gun.
Elmer, I don't think this charge is going to stick.
We got Elmer jokes. Someone says, we just had our Christmas party with an open bar, which to me, if you don't have an open bar, then all they did is invite you out for happy hour, right?
Well, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay, but I go to happy hour anytime I want. I don't want to pay for this. But it says, we just had our Christmas party open bar. My individual tab hit. Any guesses?
Open bar, but
open
you have a
bar.
Tab?
I mean, they're keeping track of
it's 250 bucks.
I'll say 143.
$940.
What?
$180 of it shots of tequila.
I was going to say, that's a tray of shots for a lot of people.
Maybe.
That's how you get there. Because it's 10 bucks a shot, right?
10 bucks a shot. But look, if it's an open bar Christmas party, depending how long
I'm buying three or four rounds of these.
But are you buying it for other people or are you getting
it
free?
Yeah, I mean, it's going on my tab, but I mean, honest to God, I'll buy 10 shots, bring them over.
Yeah, but
that's
I know how you
bucks
work.
Easy.
But this is how Miles works. And Ted, you will attest to this. Miles will go up. He will get 10 shots. And you say, well, that's crazy. There's only three of us at the table.
I didn't want to get up again.
Right. So you're still going to do like seven of the shots.
Yeah, man, let me see one, two, three, four. Let me get 10 of those.
You always do the odd number. Like there's five people at the table. One person definitively does not want to do a shot. So you come back and there's nine shots.
Sir, you're sitting at a two top.
All right. Nine. Make it nine.
Exactly.
I think the most I ordered once at a wedding was 22.
22 shots.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Damn.
Well, it was a group of people. So I was like, and then people were like, I want one. It was like, that's 22 shots.
What kind of look do you get when you ask for 22 shots?
Oh, it was fine. Because it was at a bar that was like at a hotel where the whole wedding party was staying.
Ah, okay.
So we had been in there and like the bartender's like, what do you need? And I was like, you know me. What do you need, Ted? I need 22 damn shots of Fireball.
Like, okay.
Let's break out the bottles, boys.
Hello, Mitch. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
All right, gents, I got two quick stories. So the first one is out in the Gulf of New Mexico. We had an individual working on a drilling rig with us. He was new, got real dusty and stuff, and he the cleaning air nozzle to the air hose, and started blowing himself off with it. When he did, he took it.
Hello.
Nope.
Calls back, man. Your phone is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting off to a strong start.
What is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, and listen, we're pretty much tracking, but people are commenting on Elmer and his witty comeback about what's in your hair. The Elmer's glue, obviously, it's a reference to his semen.
I see. Yeah.
Yes.
We got that.
Yeah, the glue god.
Yeah, we got it, man. We got it. Everyone keeps telling it. We just didn't think it was funny, but we understand.
Oh, yeah. My bad. It took me a second. Yeah. I see why they're texting.
If you have to think about it.
What's that in your hair? You're right. I thought it was a dandruff joke.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
And this happened a few years ago. I was delivering pizzas at a, we'll keep it anonymous, so Schlomino's.
And Schlomino's.
He threw us off the trail. Oh, damn it.
What can he say?
Schlomino's, okay.
And I also, I delivered on the military base, and I got hit on all the time by women, especially when I wore my wedding ring. But the epic one was...
Wait, hang on. You mean specifically at the military base? The women at the military base, like, that was the place you could go and knew you were going to get hit on?
Yes.
Are you a good-looking guy, or is it just opportunistic?
I think most of them are just flirting.
All right.
Okay.
Did you ever take any up on the offer?
No.
All right.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
I was going to call you an idiot, but whatever.
Well, one time they actually created a little bit of a problem, because one time I delivered, and she had to have been drunk. She propositioned me to, come by after your shift is over. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm married, all that. And she just grabbed a pizza in the huff, and I left and didn't really think anything of it till I got back to the place. She called the Schlomino's to complain that I would not go back there after I was off.
She actually complained that you would not come to your place of employment, which again we'll call Schlomino's. She called Schlomino's to complain that the driver will not come back and have sex with me?
Yes.
Now, is that a problem? I mean, like, do you get back to Schlomino's and your Schlomino's manager says, hey man, you know, we take care of our customers, you take your ass back there and have sex with that woman?
Oh, she thought it was the funniest thing in the world. She's like, she calls me back to the office. We had a customer complain about you, and I'm trying to think back, you know, who I made mad that day or maybe the previous day. And then she just busted out laughing and couldn't keep the whole story on. She's like, what was with that place after she told me about the complaint?
Okay, let me ask you a question. How long ago was that?
Sure. Probably about 15 years ago.
Okay. Are you still married to the same woman you were then?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's all important.
I was going to say, because if no, you made a big mistake.
No, man, it's years ago.
Yeah, it's a military base.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know. At least listen.
Don't be a Jody.
Yeah. I worked at Chi-Chi's. I worked at Chi-Chi's for a while, and I had a long weekend, and I went to Ocean City, Maryland with a couple of my friends, and we rented this duplex. And on the other side of the duplex were these six chicks from some hideous place in Pennsylvania. It was like Allentown. It was some garbage place, right? But they were there.
It's an asshole.
Oh, it's a real asshole.
It's a hellhole.
But all of them were hot. All of them decided that they found me particularly sexy, and this is good for me. But the day we're leaving, man, they said, look, we're staying here for two more days. Why don't you stay with us? And trust me, every part of me is like, I am in, except... Man, I got to go to work. Like, this is my only source of income, right? And this freaking place, Chi-Chi's. I really, 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 really want to do this. I've never had a seven-way, and I'm down, right? Like, I am all about this idea. I've got to go back. So I exercise the responsibility. I go back to work on that Monday. I got fired.
You got fired on a Monday?
Man, I told my manager, Dwayne. I said, look, I get it, man. I said, Dwayne, I'm just going to tell you this right now. I turned down six pieces of ass in Ocean City to come back to Chi-Chi's, man. If I had known, I would still be there.
Did you get fired for stealing the VCR?
No, they never knew. Well, no, the one manager knew I stole the VCR. All she said was, just be glad I didn't come over to watch a movie with you.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A Florida school administrator is facing a pay cut of nearly $44,000 and a possible demotion for wearing a barely there flasher costume to work on Halloween. Mary Coker, director of procurement and warehousing services for Broward County Public Schools, allegedly inappropriately flashed children, staff, and colleagues at a celebration at Lanier James Education Center.
She didn't do it allegedly. We see the picture of her doing it.
Employees at the brunch were offended, and some suggested that they could not tell if Coker was wearing a costume or was truly naked, according to the complaint. She asked the partygoers to get rid of any photographic evidence of her in her garb, mm-hmm. complete with fake breasts, nipples, faux pubic hair. After seeing the reactions, hey, everyone relax, it is fake. Please erase the picture, she said. Well, two children saw Coker's ensemble, according to the complaint, which claimed her poor judgment reflected badly on the district and its employees. Attempts to reach her were unsuccessful, and a message-seeking comment was not returned as well. She could be demoted, and she might not be manager anymore. If approved, her salary would be slashed to $110,000 a year.
It would be cut down to that?
Yes, a hefty decrease of $43,584,000.
Damn.
So she's making $150,000. Carol Schroeder, a retired office manager who sent a photo of Coker to the Sun Sentinel and other outlets, declined to comment. I hope you find it equally as inappropriate as I do. I would not allow her to represent our school system, one woman wrote. That is absolutely disgusting. Our question, what is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA.
Here's an interesting comment that came in. It says, without saying too much, I work around nuclear things. Now, there are areas where you cannot eat, drink, or smoke, and you have to be ultra clean. A guy got fired a while back for eating in there. He was eating his boogers.
Oh.
Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Jeremy.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Thanks for providing all the laughs.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me just 5 seconds to pull over. Okay. So, I have a story about work. I was, in May this year. I was, at that time, I had my own business making deliveries, and I was driving a box truck. And basically what happened was I was driving down a highway, like a highway in the country. So the speed limit was, I think, 50. So I was going like 50, 55. And it was one lane either direction. And a lot of side roads kind of out in the country. But so I was approaching this intersection that had a light. No light. I'm sorry. This from the side road was a stop sign. I had no light or anything, so I'm just going straight. And I saw a car approaching from that side road, and of course I'm assuming they're going to stop with their stop sign. Then I realized as I was getting closer that they looked like they were going pretty fast and not like they were slowing down for their stop sign. Well, kept going, and then suddenly the car flew through their stop sign right into the intersection, and basically I T-boned her right in the middle of the intersection.
Ooh.
Going fast. And we both went off the road kind of diagonally with the force of our vehicles, pushed us that way into an empty field. And I don't know exactly what happened to her car, but I actually rolled the way my truck went off the road, rolled the box truck twice.
Damn.
And,
yeah, I'm pretty lucky to be alive, I feel like.
Did the cabin stay intact, or did it explode upon rolling over?
Oh, no. The cab did mostly stay intact, but no, the back of the box was just open. All my product was all over the field.
What kind of product were you carrying?
I was delivering Office Depot products. So boxes of paper and little bags of office supplies and stuff.
Okay. And how was the person that you hit?
So she was not good. I don't know what the final outcome of what happened to her. I'm assuming she's okay now, although I'm not positive. But at the time, when I came to a stop, and I was upright when I came to a stop, and I was looking out my front window, and I saw her just slouched over. I mean, basically crushed in the entire passenger half of her car. But I watched them kind of help her first because she was obviously worse off than I was, and they took her away on a stretcher into an ambulance.
Okay. How bad were your injuries?
My injuries were pretty minor, which is amazing. I was just kind of banged up, bruised up. After a couple of days, I really started getting sore, but it wasn't anything broken. I did get a few stitches or some glass caught me or something. Okay. I'm assuming it was some glass.
Was that the end of your business, yeah, or I'm sure you were insured on that? Did you get a new truck?
I own two trucks for my business, but the truck I happened to be driving that day was a rental truck, so I didn't have to necessarily worry about that. The rental company had to deal with it.
Let me ask you this, being a driver like that, do people follow you around, assuming maybe that you're delivering individual packages? Have you ever, you know what I mean, like the porch pirates?
Well, they're going to rob the truck.
Well, I see these vans walking around, like they have Amazon on the side, and they're going through the neighborhoods.
Sure.
So I'm just wondering, they ever look in the rearview mirror and go, that guy's following me?
Wow, that's insane to me.
Think about it. You know they're dropping off packages.
Right.
So
I don't know. This seems especially gutsy just to roll directly up to the van.
I'm just saying. Go where the food is, right? What is your epic story about work? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.